Hello, and welcome to show number 2518 of Eyes on Success, a weekly program empowering the visually impaired with expert advice, personal stories, and the latest in technology and accessibility. I'm Nancy Goodman-Torpy.
And I'm Pete Torpy.
This is something that I have worked very, very hard over the last several years to really make this a product that allows visually impaired people to be involved in the whole process of the business. And between manufacturing, shipping, selling, and creating that employment opportunity for visually impaired people all the way through.
And today's guest is going to talk about a product that he designed that he is engaging the visually impaired in making and engaging in the whole process based on a need that he perceived.
Navigating in low light conditions can be risky for blind pedestrians. We'll talk with Kelvin Crosby about the See Me cane, which increases visibility with built-in LED lighting. Kelvin will also share his path from vision loss to advocacy, vocational training, and launching an assistive tech program that hires blind professionals. But first, for our tip of the week. This week's tip comes from Kelvin Crosby.
When you find hard times as visually impaired people, we have to grieve through our loss of our vision loss as we lose more vision. And one of the things that helped me get through the season that I've been in is to decide, am I going to grieve with sorrow or am I going to grieve with joy? And by choosing joy in the hard times, it's allowed me to be able to find the success that I have today. It doesn't mean it's easy, but it is something that helps me live beyond my challenges.
And what's really interesting is that you found a great way of helping yourself through your own transition through blindness and built on that to help many others get through that journey in a successful manner.
Yep, exactly.
And we'll be hearing more about how Kelvin worked through some issues that he had. And it really is a story about how one can decide how one wants to cope with life's difficulties. It's not always easy to make that decision, but as Kelvin points out, you can decide to grieve one way, or you can decide to accept things and get on in another more positive way. Support for Eyes on Success is provided by
Biped AI, the manufacturer of NOAA, an all-in-one mobility vest. NOAA provides GPS navigation, detects obstacles, and describes surroundings using cameras and AI. Available through many distributors. More information is available at biped.ai.
And by
the Blind Institute of Technology, a global nonprofit organization dedicated to advancing accessibility and inclusion. BIT offers training programs and connects skilled professionals with disabilities to career opportunities. More information is at blindit.org.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
Let's start by meeting Kelvin.
My name is Kelvin Crosby. I live with Usher syndrome type 2 and was born hard of hearing and then lost all the clarity in my vision when I was 32.
And you run a business centered around blindness and deafness, don't you?
Exactly. I have two different companies. One is called Living Beyond a Label, which is the company that is the parent company of my pottery business called Deaf Blind Potter. The whole idea originally with the Deaf Blind Potter business was to really help me heal when I lost all the clarity in my vision. Pottery has been something I've been doing since I was 16 years old. And as I lost more and more vision in going through that grieving process, I've used pottery as that mechanism to heal through that grieving process. And in 2020 is when I decided, let me share this with the and a lot of the people allow the world to see how I heal through pottery. And my second business is the Seamy Cane, the lighted white cane. And I invented it because I've been hit by a car 3 times. And because of that, I really had to walk through that journey and realize, how can I build confidence to travel more independently and safely and have something that could give me defensive walking? Defensive walking is a term that I started honing in. Is as visually impaired individuals, we don't really have something that allows us to walk defensively. We're good at really walking and having our cane and navigating. But what if a tool that we have could give us a defensive indicator, and we can hear that the tool that we have is really impacting the environment around us? So those are my two companies that I run.
And we'll be talking more about that in just a second.
Support for Eyes on Success comes from our listeners and corporate sponsors.
For more information about airing promotional items on the show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
This week's focus topic is the Seamy Cane, an illuminated white cane that Kelvin Crosby has developed to make independent navigation safer for blind people.
Well, Kelvin, you said that you went blind later in life and lost most of your vision when you were around 32, and that pottery helped you make that transition. What were you doing before that? Were you doing pottery in the meantime?
Yeah, so I've been doing pottery on and off prior to that. So when I was 13, they diagnosed me with Usher syndrome type 2. I was in denial of it. And then the reality hit me when I was 19. And that was the reality that hit that said, you're legally blind. You can't see up, down, left, or right. But the retinitis pigmentosa part of my vision had literally gone from seeing about 90 degrees of vision down to 20 degrees within like a year and a half. It was devastating for me. I had to work through that. So I went to Helen Keller National Center, and that's when they taught me how to do pottery on the potter's wheel without my vision. That's also when I learned how to advocate for myself as a deafblind individual. I would realize, you know, this is really interesting. I can make change. And this led to me essentially creating a career in not necessarily advocacy work. Yes, there's advocacy components and building movements, but creating services and programs that would help visually impaired people or people who are deafblind to be successful. When I graduated college, I went straight into working for the state of California and within the vocational rehab program, and started placing visually impaired people into jobs. And I was extremely successful at it. Was able to go to an employer, say, hey, I'll come work for you for free for two weeks. I'll learn your system, and then I'll bring people in and train them on your system using JAWS, VoiceOver, whatever. And it was extremely successful.
Oh, what a neat concept for you to sort of break the ice, get in there, see what needs to be done, and prove to them that it can be done by someone who's visually impaired, and then bring in a whole bunch of other people.
Exactly. But one of the biggest problems that we had was I was so techie, and I'm still skilled in the tech world, that a lot of my clients, I would get them in the job, I'd get them trained, and then 3 months later, they're coming back into my office because they've been let go. Well, part of the main reason was they could not go at the competitive speed that I was doing when I was there. And I was like, we got to solve this problem. So I left working a really good job to go build a assisted technology training program that focused on employment with the county of San Diego.
So I take it you were essentially teaching them the technology skills that they were going to need once they acquired the job.
Exactly. It just became very successful. That's when I started the Seamy Cane business.
So tell us about the Seamy Cane. in your website, it looks like it's brightly lit up, and that's not normal for a white cane.
No, it's not. Shortly after I left the assistant technology training program that I built, one of my employees got hit severely by a car. Vision impaired, and she was in the hospital for 6 months.
Ooh.
If she had a cane that lit up bright enough, guarantee you that driver would have either looked up or done something different.
Well, at least they would have seen her. And this is not a brand new problem. I'm sure blind people have been running into this for years and years. And about 5 years ago, we interviewed a woman in the Netherlands who had the same issue. She got tired of getting hit by cars, and she was trying to develop a illuminated white cane, but that's not yet available as a product. But yours apparently has come further along in the development process.
Oh, yes. We did do our first 125 CME canes out to market in 2023. And so we did that all within a garage. So we were just making them in the garage. And then we were ready to start trying to scale to production. People don't realize how difficult that is. To go from a proof of concept to a production. When we designed the original 2023 CME canes, it was all done with wires. It wasn't necessarily conducive to mass production manufacturing. And so we were looking at that, and then we also needed to do some high-level quality testing so we can start shipping overseas. As we started looking into this, we had every single cane fail. We went through the testing process, and we had every single cane fail. That's when I realized, nope, we're done. We're not going to ship any more of these canes out. We're not going to take this version of the CME cane forward. We were already working on another version of the CME cane. And I was like, no, I'm not going to put any more money into this. What we're going to do is build a product that feels, behaves, and acts just like a normal white cane.
So tell us what's new and different about this new version of the cane and what makes it so robust and functional for a visually impaired person.
Yeah, the new version is more easier to fully understand. The old version, you couldn't know how much battery life is there. We didn't have a way for you to figure that out. Now, by default, when you hit the square button that you feel on the cane, it will vibrate up to 5 times to tell you how much battery life is there. And you're like, oh, okay, I'm fully charged. Oh, 4 times? Okay. At least I got a little bit more time to go. And that was one of the biggest struggles that people with vision impairments had with version 2023.
Right. You want to know that your cane is going to sustain its light for some period of time. So if you get 5 buzzes, you know it's fully charged, 4 buzzes, a little less charged, etc.
Exactly. Exactly.
What makes the CME cane light up? How does this actually work?
Yeah, so the CME cane lights up with a LED strip that goes through the whole shaft of the cane. So it fully lights up, and it looks like a lightsaber. But if you use it as a lightsaber, you avoid the warranty, by the way. Just letting you know, this is a defensive walking tool. This isn't a toy. And that's one of the biggest struggles I'm having with the CME cane. And this is why I'm going to get on as many podcasts and many shows as possible. Because I want people to understand, yes, it is cool. It is cool looking. But at the end of the day, this is your defensive walking tool. It really allows you to have that confidence knowing you're just using your navigation the way you navigate the world. And now you're enhancing your cane to be bright.
Right. So you don't have to do anything special yourself. You can use your cane the way you normally would, but other people are going to see you more easily when you're coming along down a street.
And this comes back to my natural abilities to navigate the world. We're enhancing your tools you already use to navigate the world. to give you more abilities to navigate naturally.
Where is the power source for this? Is it in the handle? And how do you charge it?
Yeah, so it's all in the handle. So the handle unthreads from the shaft. So you can just unthread it, and then you can also buy more handles. So if you wanted four or five handles, that way you don't have to worry about charging them all. But the way they charge is at the top of the handle, you're going to feel a little slot, and that is the USB-C port. You just plug that in, and it charges the battery. And so all the technology, all of the buttons, and everything that you're going to need to make the cane work to the fullest is in the handle.
If you have just one handle, how many hours of light can you get out of one charge?
Yes, that's a good question. And really, it comes down to how you're going to use the light. So there's three different modes on the handle. And so there's two buttons. There's a square button, that's your on and off button. And then there's a circle button. Your circle button allows you to change the modes. So if you want it by default when you turn it on, it is at a brightness that you can see from 100 yards away at a dim light. But if you want to be really seen, like especially in the day, you can increase it to hit the button twice. You're going to feel two vibrations saying that you have full brightness. And you can see that light during the day. And then if you hit the button three times, it will make the light pulse. This isn't a blink. This isn't a flash. This is a pulse. I tell people, because as vision impaired people, if you have RP or glaucoma, you got some of those other, where that light down below is going to be distracting to your vision. And so this way, the pulse doesn't necessarily interfere with your vision, but it creates this environment where people have to look at a light moving. And as you're sweeping your cane, you're also creating this kind of light show. So based off of knowing that, if you're at full brightness, you're going to have 2 hours of battery life. If you're at default brightness, you're going to have 4 to 6 hours. We haven't finalized that part yet, but I know it's 4 hours from the math. But the last set of data that we just got, it's at 6 hours. And then if you leave it in pulse mode, you'll get 24 hours of battery life. Continuous use. This is all continuous use.
How much does this cane weigh relative to a traditional white cane?
That's a good question. That has always been the number one thing that we have had to think through in the process of the Seamy cane. If we think about Ambitech canes, we think about the NFB canes, we think about all those different canes, they're in different weights. So what we did, he said, all right, we're going to take the heaviest cane, but we can't go over it. We have to build everything that we're going to do to be able to be within the most heaviest white cane that you can buy that is approved. And so we have been able to keep the cane at 13.2 ounces. We've been able to keep it at a traditional, what is required for a weight for a white cane. And so it's a little bit top heavy because of the handle having all the electronics, but the shaft, the material that we use, is very, very lightweight. If you think about your canes, the material is in between an NFB cane and a graphite cane. So a fiberglass or a graphite cane, it's right in the middle of that. It's not as flimsy as an NFB cane, but it's not as stiff as a graphite cane. And so you're like right in the middle.
What is the material made out of?
So the material is my secret sauce. It took me about 2 years to develop this recipe to make this work. We use a form of fiberglass, and we use some other properties that gives us the ability to keep the tube small and keep it lightweight, but give you the stiffness that you need for a white cane.
And then the light shines through the material of the tube?
Exactly. And so if nothing's on the outside, We still have to finalize our waterproofing tests, but our goal is to be as waterproof enough so that way you can be in a really downpour of rain and be completely fine. If you go swimming with it, we're not waterproofing it that much.
And does it fold up or is it rigid?
So this cane right now that we're working on is the rigid cane. And we have plans to make the folding seaming cane. But right now, we just don't know when we're going to have that available. And the other thing is, giving folding electronics is not easy. And making it durable to be a white cane is also not easy. We have some options that are before us. It just comes down to price point. Like, how much is this going to really cost us to really build? And how much customization do we have to do? And then, but we'll see. So for the collapsible side, I don't know when we'll have that ready for market. I would not expect it to see it within the next year to 2 years. It's tough to make products collapse, so that are electronics like this, and keep it all waterproof and act like a normal blind cane.
Did I understand that you have blind people helping to make these canes these days?
Yep. We're finalizing the tooling process to have visually impaired people make them and then develop them. We are working with a company right now to be able to set up the tooling and the production line so that visually impaired people can manufacture the semi cane, ship them, and deliver these canes for visually impaired people. And this has always been my mission from the beginning. As you kind of heard my story, I've always been trying to develop program services and products that really empower visually impaired people to be successful and employ them. And so behind the scenes, if you look at how we're developing this for production, each step has been thought through. How would you do this completely blind? And then how would you do this completely blind and provide quality control? And this is something that I have worked very, very hard over the last several years to really make this a product that allows visually impaired people to be involved in the whole process of the business between manufacturing, shipping, selling, and creating that employment opportunity for visually impaired people all the way through. My dream is going to come true, that the CME cane is going to complete the circle. We're going to help visually impaired people have freedom and independence and travel more independently. As well, we're going to give employment to visually impaired individuals in the process.
Well, it sounds like through all of your testing and design, you've come up with some really interesting cane that's addressed many issues, and I hope it turns out to be very successful for you.
Thank you so much. It's a journey.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
Now for this week's final item, how to learn more about the See Me Cane or the Deafblind Potter and how to contact Kelvin Crosby.
Well, Kelvin, if people are interested in finding out more about your Deafblind Pottery ventures and or the See Me Cane and ordering one, where would you send them?
You can go to deafblindpotter.com to find all my pottery. And one interesting fact about Deafblind Potter is the See Me Cane 2023 cane was fully funded by pottery sales. No investors, no grant, nothing. I fully funded it by selling pottery. That's how I was able to get the first 125 See Me Canes out to market in 2023.
Impressive.
That's an interesting fact about the Deafblind Potter. If you want to find the socials for Deafblind Potter, you just type in Deafblind Potter anywhere you find your socials, and you're set to go there. And then for See Me Cane, we are on YouTube. When you go to YouTube, you can go to See Me Cane Podcast, and that way you can follow all of the updates of us getting the CBK to market over the next few months. And you can pre-order your CBK today at cbchain.com and get $75 off your order. And it's already applied in the order already. I know last time we did a promo, a lot of visually impaired people really struggle with that promo code. So I just said, we'll just allow anybody to come to the website and already get $75 off on your See Me Canes. So that's cmecane.com.
And if people had questions for you, is there an email or a way they can contact you?
Yes. The best way for people to get a hold of me is so if you want to get a hold of me directly, you can either reach out to me on the socials or you can reach out to me on the contact form on both websites. They both come to me.
And if you click on the show notes for episode 2518, which is this episode, you'll find all that information in case you missed it in the audio. Also, if you're listening to this, you obviously know about Eyes on Success, but maybe you have some friends who are visually impaired who could benefit or might enjoy listening to this show, and you might want to share information about Eyes on Success with them. If you or anyone else wants to sign up to receive weekly announcements of each show via email, you can send an email to eyesonsuccess, followed by the plus sign, plus the word subscribe, at googlegroups.com. That's Eyes on Success plus subscribe at googlegroups.com. And each week, you'll receive a summary of that week's episode, along with links to the audio and show notes for direct download.
And maybe two or three other announcements that we make through the year. This is a very low traffic list.
We also have a discussion group that we set up in which you can interact with other listeners and post your own thoughts about what you've heard on the show. So if you want to connect with other listeners and join that discussion group, you can send an email to EOS_discuss plus subscribe at googlegroups.com. That's EOS_discuss plus subscribe at googlegroups.com. And we look forward to hearing people on that list. If you have questions for us, suggestions, send us things that you like about the show, that you don't like about the show, things you'd like us to change or not, you can also contact us by sending an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
That's it for today's show. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking with Rod Clemens, who has been blind since birth, about his journey from being a classically trained piano player to becoming a successful rhythm and blues performer, producer, and composer. We'll talk with Rod about his experiences as a visually impaired musician, his passion for rhythm and blues, and his work scoring the upcoming movie, A Genie for Christmas, which you will be able to see in theaters in a couple of months.
So thanks for joining us this week, and we hope we'll see you back here next week.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
You can access the full archive of previous shows, subscribe to the podcast, and much more by going to our website, www.eyesonsuccess.net. If you have questions about anything you've heard on the show or have suggestions for future shows, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
Thank you for listening, and have a nice day.